you think you'll get the, you're talking about some draft passes, it's been kind of an issue lately. You think he'll get made back this week?
There's possibility. I mean, he's on a good track. He's been back on the practice field. There's a big difference between between practice and games. And you know, if he's able to, then we can get him out there.
What's the condition? Is there any updates on Quinn or?
Joik, really no update. I mean, well, we've had updates, but all those guys are day-to-day. They're all short-term, day-to-day, week-to-week guys.
Chris Houston, too? What happened to his hand?
He had to come out. He had a hand. Slade went in, played a couple plays for him. He went back in and finished the game. He had a rough start. He finished a lot better than he started.
What went into the decision to play Riddick late over Bush?
It was just a couple plays. You know, we didn't have Joik at that time. He had gone out of the game, and Reggie had been taking a lot of reps, and, you know, want to take a little bit of that load off of him. You know, more than anything there. We've been trying to. I mean, Riddick has a role. We have personnel packages for him. We'd never really, you know, really since the preseason, he's really never got involved once the games come around. And that's something that we're still looking to do because he's a good player and he can make some plays for us. He's done a nice job on special teams. He's done a nice job as a blocker. He's done a nice job, you know, rushing punts. He's done a really good job covering kickoffs. And for a guy that hasn't played it before, he's done well there. But he can increase his offensive role.
Wasn't Reggie Bush being punished for the fumble or anything?
Well, that was early in the game. Yeah, I mean, we're all of a sudden going to pull him out late in the game on that one. But, you know, Theo's got some good ability in the pass game. He didn't show it in this one. He dropped the one ball that was thrown to him. He looked funny out there with a clean uniform on when everybody else was out there. But, no, that had nothing to do with it. You know, I mean, now, that being said, we do need to do a better job of protecting the ball because we got away with another fumble early on. We were able to get up and get the ball snapped before they had a chance to really to get a look at it. You know, that was another strange play. There was a whistle blown, and our guys stopped on the play, and you know, they respotted the ball, but I think they only moved it back a yard. You know, it didn't seem like it was a big. They came over and they said, "Well, there was a whistle," because all our players came over and said, "You know, they blew the whistle." You see a lot of our guys stop on the play. Pettigrew and you know, Matt sort of slowed down, and then the guy kept on running, so he had to make the tackle. But they said we're going to respot the ball, but we didn't think it would only be a yard. But that's a very difficult thing when that whistles. I mean, who knows? You know, when that thing's when it's a judgment call on their part. But you know, we put the ball on the ground a couple times. We threw the interception. It was an aggressive play. I mean, Calvin was open, but then you know, when you're putting the ball in the air that long, safety's got a chance to come across. I mean, yeah, it had nothing to do with anything else. I mean, I thought. You know, I mean, even though he got injured in the game, it was a style-wise, it was a good game for Joik, and Joik was being productive. And he's a little different running back. I mean, you know, Reggie's not a in horse racing wouldn't be called a mutter. You know, I mean, he's an explosively quick guy, and you know, he's better on a fast track. I'm sure Barry Sanders probably went through a lot of that here. Where Joik is, you know, a little different style runner and was having effectiveness. And, you know, we get those guys, you know, different reps anyway and try to feature both of them. But, yeah, I mean, running backs are going to, like, if we want to take care of the football, but we also don't want to take so much, we don't want to be scared also. And if a running back's scared of fumbling, he's never going to make a yard. I mean, you know, if you run with two hands over it like Larry Zonka, you're not going to make a whole lot of Reggie Bush plays. And, you know, there's a fine line there.
More for coach. The fumble, when they said the whistle, it wasn't before the recovery or at the recovery?
No, it was after the recovery. It was after the recovery, but it was sometime during the return. And that was just a judgment call from them of where that ball was going to be spotted. That's not a review situation or anything else. I mean, it's just a judgment call. I don't know if it was an inadvertent whistle. Somebody thought he was down. The whistle ended up being blown. Our guys stopped. But, you know, where that ball ended up was just discretion or just the judgment of the officials in that situation.